Good morning, good afternoon. I am going to sort of give the challenge and the response sort of up front right now. My dad used to always say that you can turn to 1 Peter chapter 2 if you'd like. 1 Peter chapter 2. Dad used to always say, at best, life is difficult. And while that's true, it does not have to be difficult for the wrong reasons. Let me explain. Because the challenge for this week is for you to adopt the community that you live in and to be a part of the process of easing or even help remove the difficulties that people face that they don't necessarily have to. Let me explain how you can do that, because when people, and you know what, this might even be you, face struggles that happen because we fail them, then the natural response to that is, you know, that I've been ignored, abandoned, I've been rejected, or there's that mindset that I hear over and over, God just doesn't seem to have anything good for me. So how can you ask? Well, Peter here is writing to a generation that's struggling, scattered out, and they're trying to figure life out as believers. And I think we have a lot of folks out there now in this world like that, including myself. And his only desire is to pass on what he's received from God to them, because he realizes in his own power he can't do anything. Have you ever felt that way? That how can I pass on to this generation what God's given me, to those wounded spiritually, or to even those saying that God has nothing for me? You know, my daughter loves rocks. She brings them home. She has a room full of rocks. She has rocks in the backyard. She has adopted them in all different shapes and sizes. And so Peter comes right out and calls him in 1 Peter chapter 2, believers that are struggling to help themselves and others, living stones. So what is Peter passing on? Jesus called him the rock, right? So living stones, little stones. And they understood this clearly, how greatly they benefited from Peter's ministry, and what they were to identify was with God and to intentionally pass on their gifts in the community. You know, sort of as if papers of adoption were signed and they were in it for life. And that was what Peter was saying here. And in your community, how is your community going to benefit from your life work because you have received good things from God, which only can come from God? And this is not about material stuff, though financial giving can definitely be a big part of this. So 1 Peter chapter 2, how can you adopt your community with great impact? Let's start with verse 4. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. In Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." You know, so with both of our children, we've passed on our names, literally in our family, as Jesus does with Peter here by calling him a rock. Not only that, but we'll pass on everything to them when we die, and they'll benefit from our life work. And the challenge takes the concept on now that we should also adopt our community and pass on what God has freely given us. That's what Peter's saying here. Once you're not a people, but now you are the people of God. So once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. In other words, once I was living this life, and now I get a chance to live a better life. Can you say that with me? Because I can. I get to live a better life that the Father has passed on to me through Christ. In our line of work, we see a lot of foster care and adoptions. And one requirement is, and remember, the challenge is, how can you adopt your community? In our line of work, we see a lot of foster care and adoptions. And one requirement is that those that are going to care for these children, that is, there's this commitment to pass on all the benefits as if they were their natural-born children, both now and for the adoption, or as an adoption when they die. And too often, we wander around in the community as if we have nothing to give, that our luggage is empty, when in fact, Peter reminds us here that verse 9, we are a chosen people, royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. Now, I just want to simplify that to close out and to help us discover how we can adopt our community. Peter says, go out in the same way, with the same power, and in the same favor, and be little stones. Because there are so many people that really need to know they have someone on their side that is not going anywhere and is not going to ignore them, but choose them like fostering or adopting. They are not there to pass on rejection, but rather royalty. Not to pass by them, but to help those discover their special belonging to God in the community. So it is time to stop looking the other way, especially if God's already reminded you over the last year or so of what it is that has been passed on to you. So to help a little bit further, look back into your story to discover what kind of gem you are. Who poured their lives into you? For me, it was my first grade teacher. It was my youth pastor. It was my pastor I still speak to almost weekly. It is a friend of mine that I speak to every Monday. It's my wife. It's my ever-forgiving dad. If I remind myself of the things that they did, if I remind myself of these people, like Peter, reminding himself of Jesus calling him the rock, then I see everything that God was giving me. And in turn, I cannot help but adopt my community in the same way that I was adopted by God. It could be financially, it could be emotionally, spiritually, it could be physically. Just remember verse 10. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Your community awaits you and has been awaiting you. God bless you as you serve your community and serve God.